The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Aldo Tullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un friscaletto, e come si suona un friscaletto, un friscaletto, tipitipitita. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona
un Frank's saxofona, googly. Who did this song? You know this. There you go.
New York saxofona, tu, un saxofona.
You can't tell this three Italians in a studio in New York somewhere, huh? Hey, how are you? Good morning. Nice to have you with us. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Frankie's here. Al's here. I see Matt. I see George. Hi, George, coming in way early in the morning, setting up video. Emily is here. Matt Conklin is here. And we have got a radio show, believe it or not. And also, we're on YouTube and we're on Facebook. So it's like, look at this, video and everything else. A lot to talk about today. We are bringing in 300 Big Macs to feed everybody at the station because we want to stay as healthy as we possibly can. I thought that was great. Only the President of the United States, he brings in because there's a shutdown and there's nobody in the White House. And he's feeding college football players. You're gonna love what I love is Big Macs. They could have gotten they're gonna criticize the president about anything. He could have bought a Chick-fil-A. Then they would have said, "Oh, you can't bring in Chick-fil-A. They're homophobic." So he brings in Big Macs, Wendy's, and everything else. And the kids had a great time. And I applaud the president for being a regular guy. I'm just saying, from Queens, Joe on the radio 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Got a lot to get into today. I got to also. There's another caravan, and we'll get into that as well. Yes, it started in Honduras. They plan these things. They plan these things, and we're supposed to stand by and just watch it. And it's like they spit in our face. Do you ever feel like that? Hey, you think you don't want people in your country? We're going to do another caravan from Honduras. And by the way, where are all the people in Tijuana? No one in media, I don't mean to give us credit here on AM 970 The Answer on the Piscopo Show in the morning with Frank and Al and Debbie. I'm just saying. Where's the Tijuana people? What happened to these people? Sound like Jerry Seinfeld. But where did those people go? Remember they went, they stopped at Tijuana, which was, I thought, brilliant. And how do you stop another caravan? Because they're just teasing this president, pushing this president. In the meantime, let's go to Puerto Rico and let's put suntan lotion all over ourselves if you're a Democrat. Thank you. Looking great. So we got a lot to get into. We got a lot to get into this morning. Joe Imperatrice is with us this morning, founder of Blue Lives Matter. He's taking care of New York's finest, and police officers are now being almost assassinated every single day. The sergeant's going to break it down for us why that is happening and what we can do to stop the assault on law enforcement. Congressman Peter King doing such a great job again stopping MS-13 coming out to Long Island. Congressman King led that fight against this vicious gang, and Congressman King will join us. Mike Gallagher live in the studio. Howard Husak as well, Vice President for Research at the Manhattan Institute. Contributing editor to the City Journal. State of the State addresses in New Jersey and in New York. Does anybody care? There's going to be congestion pricing. It's going to be more taxes. They're not going to bring jobs in. It's going to be an absolute mess. Why even bother watching them? And Mayor de Blasio is running for president. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. So there's the news in a nutshell. All right? Only me. Stay with me, please. Last night, My daughter wants to take Italian lessons, and I think this is great because I don't care where you're from. If you're from Ethiopia, you're from Germany, I don't care where you're from Ireland, wherever you come from to this great country, Honduras, legally come into here, I don't care. You should be true to your heritage. It makes our country stronger. I really believe that. Oh, you shouldn't be hyphenated. You shouldn't be an Italian-American. I believe when they say you're an American-Italian, but you should remember where your people are from, man. That's your heritage, and it makes our country stronger, you know? But never forget, you are a citizen of the United States of America. You should learn the language, and you should learn the laws, as my grandparents did, right? And my parents did. So, My daughter, true to her heritage, goes, I want to learn Italian. Whoa, this is great. So I take her to the Columbus Citizens Foundation. I come in yesterday. I said, honey, I'm driving you in. We're going to go to the Columbus Citizens Foundation, and you're going to take Italian classes. How about that over there? Is that cool? Those are the good folks, Columbus Citizens Foundation, that help out scholarships for Italian-American kids. And they do the Columbus Day Parade every year with Maria Bartiromo and myself. Just great. So I take her over there. So I leave her off. I walk in. We see this beautiful, they have a beautiful townhouse, you know, by Fifth Avenue over there. And we look and we see all the history and all the men and women of the Columbus Citizens Foundation. This is historic and it's good. It's my heritage and I'm teaching my kid in college in New York. Is this great? Great. I go, honey, you okay? Yes. So everybody comes in. Ciao, ciao, ciao. Okay, ci vediamo. Everybody's talking Italian. I'm not really good at it. I can hear it, but I have to be around it more, and I'm not. I should be there taking lessons. So I got Allie all set up, and I get in my car, and I go, okay, honey, now I'm going to send a car for you when class is over. I got to get back down to the station because I got to get up very early in the morning, right? The old Joe. I got this all covered, right? In my car, my General Motors car, because I buy American. And I go to start the car, and of course, the battery is dead. Battery is dead on my beautiful SUV that I don't even want to tell you what it costs. General Motors apparently had the flashers on. Well, I was illegally parked, and the flashers drained the battery. You know, General Motors. And now you're leaving North America, General Motors. You're going all electric. How about fixing what you... my problem is I didn't go to Route 22 Toyota for that multi-point inspection. See what I'm telling you? I should have been over there. So the battery's now dead, and I'm pressing the button to start the car. Click, 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 and the lights are going on. Click, click, click. The light's having this fit. The car's having a fit. I go, oh, now what do I do? So then I call Cadillac Roadside, which I'm getting to know pretty good now. And they said, hi. And they're in Canada, of course. They never have anybody in America. Oh, hi. I said, yeah, Cadillac, what's up? I have a dead battery. I'm sorry you're having a bad day. They're so nice in Canada, you know what I mean? I'm so sorry you're having a bad day. Well, it's not that bad. It can get better if you can send somebody over. We'll send somebody over. But I'll tell you what, in minutes, somebody called. Hey, this is Danny. I go, Danny, how are you? I'm here to fix your battery, like that. I go, only in New York. I go, Danny, you got to save me, man. I can't move. I got to get down to work. And so the guy comes over in a Mazda or something, and he charges the battery. And I go, oh, good, this will be great. Charges the battery, but the car will not start. The car will not start. Only me! Because you see, I have to tell you, before, as I went, I was with Allie beforehand. I take her there. And we're there, and we were going to go out for something to eat, and the car wasn't starting. So you know what I did? I walked with my daughter down Fifth Avenue. I walked with my daughter down the 60s, you know? It was about 66th Street. We walked down looking for a place. Let's grab a bite to eat before you have your classes. I was in my glory. It was me and my daughter in New York City. And you don't do that, you know, because they're always rushing from one day to the next day. Go to the appointment. So I go. We can't find someplace to eat. On the Upper East Side, you can't. You know, by Fifth Avenue, unless you're a hotel and you want to spend $5,000 for a room, there's no place to eat. So Allie finds a place. It's a little bookstore sandwich shop. We get that. We get a couple sandwiches. We take a cab back because it's too cold to walk. We're having the time of our life. I got her all. And I'm thinking, this is a great night for Daddy. I needed this so much. But see, when that happens, that curse, the universal curse, you know, that is upon us, no matter when things going good, someone's going to hit you at the knees. Well, that was General Motors. So the car wasn't working. So Danny comes over and he goes, oh, man, your battery's dead, man. I'm going like, all right, I don't know if I'm being played, right? I don't know what. So he goes, I can get you. I swear to God, I'm doing an impression of this guy. Exactly. But he goes, I can get you a new battery if you want. Like that. I don't, now, what am I going to say? Well, are you sure it's okay? Is it legitimate, Danny? Are you going to go, not hijack a car? You're not going to hijack a car. He goes like this, I get you a battery. You know what I say? Get the battery. In 2 minutes, I don't know where he got the battery. In the middle, listen, New York. And by now it's like almost 8 o'clock at night. He gets a battery, shows up. And he goes like this. He comes over to the window. I lower the window. Danny, you ready? He goes, yeah, I just want to show you. It's a new battery. See, it's a new battery. See what I'm saying? I'm thinking to myself, there's no way this is a new battery. He just stole it from somebody. I said, Danny, put the battery in the car, please. Me! Only me! Puts the battery in the car. Boom! SUV, boom, fires up. I got this covered, Danny. I tip Danny large. I don't know what. He probably tipped the guy he stole the battery from. Wherever it is, I got it. I'm going. There's a whole... It's the thrust of the story is when things are going good, just look over your shoulder, okay? And finally, and you know what I ended up doing? I ended up, the good thing about it, I stayed there, and I waited till the end of the class, and I went back in, and I took my daughter home, and I drove her back to her place, you know? So it was the evil curse that was upon me, the battery curse, I put it aside. I put all the negativity aside. That's what you're going to do today. You're listening to Joey. You're watching Joey right now. Put the negativity aside. Take the high road, okay? Take the high road. I wish they were taking the high road from Honduras, but take the high road through your day, because I'm telling you what, don't let that negativity get you down. And Danny, wherever you are, brother, thank you very much. But I'm on my way to Route 22 Toyota right after the show, I think. Only me. Only me.
Yeah. I have a number of questions. So
yes, counselor.
You had your hazards on, and that's what caused
Yes.
For how long?
You know, it was... It wasn't a half hour?
Oh, so that's
is
unusual.
That long?
No, because those hazards are designed to stay on for hours and hours. You're stuck in a snowstorm somewhere to keep those on.
Here's the problem. When was the last time? When was the last time you got your? When was the last time you got your battery checked?
Frank's.
Or you got an oil change or whatever. When was the last time you got that?
It wasn't bad. I'm meticulous.
Yeah, he's all over that.
All right, so they should have checked your battery for the charge.
You know what the problem is? Everything's made in China. I'm telling you, we get Gordon Chang.
No, but they give you a check.
Gordon Chang's coming on tomorrow, actually.
Yeah. Gordon Chang's on tomorrow. Yes. Let me tell you. No, hold on. It's everything. I buy General Motors. Every piece of that car is made in another country, Canada. Okay. They outsource everything. Will you just make it in America? Charge me a $10,000 extra. I don't know.
Right, but they should have warned you ahead of time if the battery was getting low, because they do that with me when I go. They test the battery.
No, I should
see what
listen. The end of the story.
Hey, the guy got you a battery.
It's New York, man. The less of the story is, go to Route 22 Toyota. You hear me talk about this morning. Go there for that multi-point inspection. That's what the multi-point inspection is about.
Right.
And they should have done it at the Cadillac place out in the boondocks where it was. But it would have been easier if I just drove by Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, stopped by and saw Iggy. And that's what I'm doing next time.
Do you keep jumper cables in the car?
No. You want to hear? I know. You're right. Jumper cables are right. I would know how to put them on now.
Easy.
Aside from that, Joey's at the house last weekend, my big boy, and he gets me a charger for your battery.
Oh,
listen
great.
To me. All you do is charge it and keep it in your trunk.
And where is it?
It was in. Let me set this up. It was in my hand. In the laundry room closet. He goes, Dad, I got you this. I go, Joey, I know I should put this in the car. Yeah, you charge it, and then if your battery's dead, Dad, this was last week. And he goes, then you just hook it up and you'll start the battery. I put it back into the laundry room closet. I never saw it again. Only me.
Nice.
Only me.
Because
I'm thinking, well, I'm going to be popping the hood, and then I'm going to put the thing in. No, I should have just done it like that. But you know what gets me upset a little bit is that I buy American. I go out of my way to buy American, and General Motors, that's a big butt SUV, man. That's a monster vehicle, and it's great. And I must say, it rides great.
It's great.
I want its safety. The battery dies for the flashers? Frankie!
The cold weather, the batteries do start to give some problems.
Maybe.
But it shouldn't have
been killed after only half
hour.
Is it the existing battery in the car? Was it the original battery in the car?
Yes.
How long have you had the car?
It's been a while. I keep my car.
Well, how long have you had the car?
It's been like 2 weeks.
But something else that's causing the battery to
die? Like if it's the original battery issue.
This is a good question. How long do the batteries last?
An original battery for a car, you maybe get 4 years out of it.
Yes, it's 2 years old.
Yeah,
that's
why I think there's something else. Maybe the alternator or something is causing the battery.
I'm going to turn into the whiners now. I can't even get a battery.
First of all, if it was the alternator, his car would be dead this morning.
You know what?
Did you drive down here?
Huh? I did. Uh-huh. Afterwards, I drove down here last night. I took Allie home. But I have to tell you.
So you didn't drive this morning? Yet.
Uh-oh. What are you telling me?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to.
Oh, you're putting the kibosh on everything. I'm going to go get my car. I was, and Jeannie Zano's not on, is she on today?
No, you won't have to walk her to the garage.
Is Carol Alt here? Can I walk somebody to the garage?
No. Walk me to my parking spot.
Sure. Yeah, that you and Mike Gallagher get for free. But the fact of the matter is, it was the best night I've had because you don't get to spend enough time with your kids because we're always working. We're working to pay taxes, we're working to pay the bills, you're working to pay alimony, you're working to pay child support, you're always working, and I'm traveling around the United States. I had the best time ever with my daughter last night. It was worth it.
I mean, really?
celebrating the heritage. And then when we come back, I know you need some McDonald's.
I need some McDonald's. Good for the president.
That's right.
There's nobody there. There's nobody in the White House to cook.
Only this president is going to order Big Macs.
No, but think about it.
He's so American.
All the White House employees have been furloughed.
You're right.
So there's nobody to cook.
They're going to criticize the First Lady. They're going to criticize the First Lady for not making dinner for 500 people. I'm telling you, that's what they're going to say.
Think about it. Could you see the president in the kitchen? What do you guys want? You want burgers or you want dogs?
Oh, that would have been awesome. No, that would have been awesome. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
But we have another crisis. And again, there's the Honduran, what do they call it? Caravan. That's going to be a ride at Disney, the caravan. It's like
charge you enough to get into Disney now.
Yeah.
Is it $115 a day?
There's a lot to get into, and we'll get into it today. But someone broke Frankie's Teddy Roosevelt little bobblehead. And I'll tell you. You don't want to deal with Murano in the morning. Somebody busted Teddy Roosevelt, and we're going to get into that when we come back.
Took him out of his knees.
Yeah, come on. We're going to just talk here all the stuff that is really, really matters, aside from all that's going on in Washington. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. Debbie Duhaime is standing by. Tuesday morning. We're on Facebook, by the way, and we're on YouTube, and you can get us. I mean, I know we have faces for radio, and we're tweeting, and we're doing social media. Debbie, good morning. We got you there this morning, my dear. How you doing?
I thought we had her.
All right.
No, wait a second.
This is good. When's the new board come in, Matt?
No. You know what happened? This is my fault. This is my fault.
Wait, Frank. Have
this
you ever heard?
This is my fault.
Wait, stop right there.
Al,
hold up. When have you heard Al ever say those words?
It's about 20% of the time that he's actually responsible. He'll admit.
Because you know, I saw the Teddy Roosevelt thing was broken. Who got the blame?
I
started yelling at you like that.
Because
like,
he left it here.
See? That's why.
It's
not his fault,
so Joe leaves his crucifix here.
Yeah.
If that shows up broken, is it Jew?
Because the body of Christ compels you.
Hold on a second.
The body of Christ compels you.
There are other people that use this studio.
But, Dad.
And there are other... No, hold on a second.
Dad, you
there
can't
are people
yell
that come in
at
here
Frankie because it's not his fault.
Because this happens to Frank repeatedly, and
this
I tell him all the time.
This is the second...
Stop leaving stuff in here.
It's not Frankie's fault.
If it's something that you like, you should be
first. First thing
that's
he says,
I have it on the side.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Like some animal opened up that door, came in here with a bag, knocked it over probably, saw it was broken, picked it up, whatever. Could have been the cleaning person.
Frank,
too.
How dare you? You were asleep in Staten Island, and that broke, and that's your fault. Poor Frankie goes, my Teddy Roosevelt.
But he loves this thing. It's cut off at the knees.
I have
the
one
head
home.
Is off.
I have one home, and I keep one here.
And you were so cute. He was so, Debbie, he goes, my Teddy Roosevelt statue. We're breaking all the news now for the day. But, you know, and then what does Al go? You shouldn't leave it there, Frank. Like, you're grounded now,
right,
you know.
Right. He left his Captain Picard doll here. Nobody's breaking that.
Doll?
Nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. That's the and by the way, you see where it is? It's way in the back where nobody can get to it.
All right, girls, settle down. Debbie, 622. How you doing, Deb? Good morning.
Well,
good morning.
Frank,
how are you?
Frank has a lot of these little presidential statues.
And,
right?
And they should be left alone.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I keep most of them home, but I keep the...
Frankie, you're absolutely right. Who's the animals? Who were the animals that came in?
And look, this was intentional. Here,
why was he cut at the knees? Why was he cut at the knees?
Somebody doesn't like Teddy Roosevelt.
The head just fell off. The head fell off. He grabbed his head.
So he's decapitated. But they put the head on him. They put the head on him so that you couldn't tell he was decapitated. His sword has been removed.
Sword.
And look, he's cut off at the knees.
Who cut his knees?
This
off?
Was intentional.
That's right. That's a commentary.
This is dollar sign.
That's a commentary.
This is outrageous.
That's right. And then, is there any booze over there that was stolen? Any booze that was stolen?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay. All right. We'll come back. We'll get into the mystery now in the studio. 623 with Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us.
I don't know where McCullough was.
Yeah, where was he? He's guilty again.
Debbie, good morning to you. How are we doing traffic-wise? It's 623 on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, gentlemen, we have problems, and it's over on Route 1 southbound. A major problem getting down toward Raymond Road into South Brunswick. Jackknifed tractor trailer. The right lane is blocked. 78 westbound exit 43 into Berkeley Heights. A collision there to deal with as well. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland 20. 280 east exit 14 in Newark. A crash 3 east at Grove Street. In Clifton, an accident. Then on 3 east out by the Meadowlands, another accident. Traffic is still building for you as you head to the eastbound BQE up by the Battery Tunnel. A crash was cleared. 54th Street here in town at 10th Ave. An accident there. And it's pretty busy as you take a ride to the Grand Central Parkway westbound. into Northern Boulevard with an accident still taking a lane. Watch for delays on the 4 and 5 train and 95 southbound jammed up getting down toward exit 22 into Port Chester with ongoing road work. Sunny today, high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Erasing America by James C. Robbins. Did you know that a Virginia school district is considering banning To Kill a Mockingbird because of complaints about racial slurs? In Erasing America, Robbins visits towns like these where the struggle over America's history is taking place and investigates the cultural effects of the pressure to erase our history. Enter to win a copy of Erasing America by James C. Robbins at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
It was shocking to me that the government would try to take away my freedoms and force me to create something that went against my faith.
That's Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado, who was sued for living out his religious beliefs. Alliance Defending Freedom took his case all the way to the United States Supreme Court, which recently gave Jack a big victory. But apparently, that win wasn't enough for the Colorado government because it is harassing him again. Yes, you heard that right. This time, we are taking the fight to the government, but we can't do this without your help. Right now, your gift of $100 will help Jack and Alliance Defending Freedom in this crucial fight against a hostile government. Call 866-954-3388. That's 866-954-3388. If it can happen to Jack, it can happen to you or any of us that values religious freedom. Call 866-954-3388 or click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at michaelmedved.com.
Some job boards make you sort through tons of the wrong resumes, which makes finding a great candidate like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's not smart. The smart way? ZipRecruiter. They actively find and invite qualified candidates to apply. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know...
No, don't even even go there.
That,
do the spot.
That we actually can't.
No, yeah, do the spot.
Oh, my Lord.
Please.
Wait, how many hours?
we got a lot left. 3.5. Come on.
Did you see the look in his eye?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
There are things I'm dying to tell you.
Yeah, but you can't.
No?
Let me read you this text message from Bernie Kerik that I got yesterday, okay? Well,
okay. Right?
So,
this has to do with the spot.
Okay.
He
okay.
says... me, you, Joe, and Arthur, and a couple of other guys, presumably that includes Al, should go to Michael's in Brooklyn one night. I've never been there, and I hear you guys talk about it. It sounds amazing.
Bernie said that?
Yeah.
He's done. Done. Commissioner, you are so on. I got to tell you, I love
Here's the problem. Will Joe actually show up when he's supposed to, like when we did last
Joe
time?
Joe was with us last time. We
Thank
went.
You.
Well, the yes. time before that
time
when we had my...
That. Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah. What was, if that, we're what was start, that event
what
for
was
you?
That for, oh, it was, you know, a big cancer dinner, cancer. Free from dinner. Let's get it. Let's all get together.
That
oh,
wasn't the cancer
it.
Dinner I was there?
Yeah,
was
you that? Weren't there.
No. I was there. Which one did I go to?
It was the 1 year anniversary of the cancer dinner.
where was it? You act like I'm home, you flicking the channels, going,
you
God, I don't want to be with Al.
You think, the event.
You think I'm
the day,
looking for batteries somewhere in my car that
you
broke down.
You yelled at me to make sure that I was there, and then the day before,
everything
I gotta
you,
work.
Everything
well,
you just said, everything
would
you
like
said
to,
is true, but yeah. At what point do you just let it go and kind of move on?
You don't.
Never.
It's 2 years.
You don't. It's
Cthulhu. Don't you understand that?
No, and if it's a Cthulhu Italian thing, it's even worse. By the way, Mr. Cthulhu, if I'm working and then I don't pay alimony, you could appear before
no,
the
no,
judge.
I understand. That's
you
not
could
a
yell
problem.
At the judge.
It's impossible.
He was at Michael's of Brooklyn, and
we
he can't make the payment this
for
month.
2 months. Huh? It wasn't like we put it together the week before.
Again, but it was 2 years ago. I mean,
I hold grudges.
We've moved on.
I don't talk to my sister.
Turn the page.
You're like, I can't talk to him.
If we look back and check that date out, I know I was working. If I was working,
yes,
of course I would be there.
But all along, yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. You know what? I gotta work. I'm so
well, what am I gonna do? You wanna? I will show up if you want to give me a small honorarium.
Al didn't even have to pay for that dinner. We all chipped in, bought him dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's doing a lot of complaining for a dinner 2 years ago that he didn't even have to pay.
What
for.
Was the one? I had Michael with me. Jeannie was there. Iggy was there.
Let's
remember?
Not, let's yeah. not. We had
that
was
a great day.
Dinner.
Yeah, it was fun.
A great dinner.
What right. was the one I missed? The one before that?
Right. Yeah. A year before that.
Who's
right.
Al? Who's Al Cthulhu again?
Exactly. Exactly.
But if you want to go for a great dinner at Michael's,
well, it was great. Where the it was such a sad story with the FDNY Pollard death, and our hearts go out to the family, certainly, and to Commissioner Nigro and the stellar FDNY, America's bravest, New York's bravest. And then Frankie had mentioned in a very, very friendly tone, look, the funeral's out there, Michael's in Brooklyn there. So Fred put the pasta on hearing Frankie say that, anticipating the firefighters, the heroes and heroines of the FDNY to show up at Michael's, and they did. And Fred, and thank you, Fred. That was Fred and Johnny, Marianne, and Michael. I'm telling you, this is the kind of place that Michael's of Brooklyn is. It's a family place. They never forget about the neighborhood. And you know what I like about it, too, is that it is from the neighborhood, Michael's of Brooklyn. It's Avenue R and Nostrand right there in Brooklyn, and they've been there for almost 50 years, and that's the father starts it. Michael's grandfather starts it, right? And now it turns into one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, and then the sauce that I always tell you about, Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, is right there in the neighborhood. So we love it. You got to try out Michael's of Brooklyn, all right? Michael, go to Michael's of Brooklyn.com, or just make the trip to Brooklyn like we all do. I will show up for you. Al, not so much. That's not true. I can't. Al, anytime you need me there, I will cancel any date from here on out. I really will.
No, you won't.
And sorry. Bernie Kerik, Commissioner Kerik, you are so welcome. Let's all get together. Al, now, this is the perfect example, Mr. Cotullo. I will say, let's go to Michael's Brooklyn. You can't show up because you got a new haircut. Your hair looks good, by the way.
I didn't get a new haircut.
But you will get a new haircut. You say, I can't make it. When we go out, and I go with Frankie and the commissioner, who else is going with us?
Arthur.
Arthur's got to be with us.
A couple of other guys,
sure. Yeah. The commissioner's going to bring
it. I'm the couple of other guys.
We got Al, John Vito.
I look like two guys.
Yeah, all right, and we'll check it out. Michael's of Brooklyn, I'll tell you what, they have been serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 420 on AM 970, The Answer.
You know,
it's very nice to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome. It's oh so nice to go
Matt,
traveling.
Do me a favor. Get all new songs.
No, don't.
And put them all in. You're gonna have to load them into Al's computer.
No, you're not.
Because did you look on his face? I go, Al, we've heard this song 7,000 times. And listen, there's never enough. You can't hear Frank Sinatra enough. But new songs. I thought Justin sent things over. Am I right or wrong? And then we could. Can we have a band in here? Is that in the budget to put a little a trio, a piano player?
Barely fit.
Get John Cagliani, my jazz pal. No. That'd be a good idea. Piano in here, play a little bit.
It's kind of.
I look at Al. I go, Al, again the same song. He goes, "We're a new show." Like now he's arguing with you.
Are we not? I didn't know we became a variety show. Carol Burnett.
Pull my ear. Hold on.
Tim Conway?
We have an update on bobblehead Teddy Roosevelt bobblehead.
So I have been questioning some of the people that are.
As soon as that happened, Murano grabs his phone and goes crazy at the email.
So I've been questioning some of the people that were in here yesterday about what occurred.
Okay.
And I sent this decapitated bobblehead doll.
Did you send a picture out
to a couple of suspects?
Ah.
Couple of people denying it. And so I get an SMS text message from our operations director, Matt, saying, I know who broke Teddy Roosevelt. Someone has confessed. He says you can guess if you want. So he didn't reveal the person's identity. But
if we guess on the air right here, Matt, will you let us know who it is? It was Alex. No, it was who did you say, Al? Who did you say earlier?
James.
No. We didn't know. Someone that used the studio after us?
No. Somebody that works here? Okay, so gainfully employed here.
Did you?
Not for long.
Was it you, Matt? Was it you? Not for long. I give up. I can't. Who would have came in?
Who is
it? I know. I already got it.
Who is it?
No, I'm not going to.
Was it Sebastian Gorka?
No.
He would never do that.
Works at Washington.
I know. He comes in here once in a while.
Somebody, no.
Sebastian Gorka. Wait. Hold on. Sebastian Gorka, the... Dr. Gorka uses our studio sometimes?
No, they put him in my gallery.
Of course, they give him the nice studio.
Yeah.
Can we get Dr. Gorka in here? I'm a huge fan. Admire him greatly. And maybe if he used and blessed our microphone, that would be nice. They put everybody in the other studio.
No, we want fewer people in here.
No, well,
I can't believe neither one of you have gotten the answer.
How are we supposed to know? Who do you know now? Come on, we got to
Is it, no, I don't know. Who's here overnights? I don't know.
Come
give us a hint.
Give you a hint.
Is he an on-air personality?
Al.
Or
no. Al. Al says it's not. It's a news show. Now we're a game show.
That's right. Well, why not?
What?
Come on.
Why not?
If someone calls in and guesses, we'll give you Teddy Roosevelt's sword, which okay. is now right. bro.
I have no idea.
I can't believe you. I can't believe neither one of you have gotten this.
Mm-mm.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
You figure it out in the process.
Is it the cleaning lady?
No. Right. Somebody who works here.
It's Tony? Very nice
no.
to. It's Kevin. Kevin?
No.
No. Okay.
It's not.
All right.
It's not.
So, it's not George, is it?
Ding.
Oh.
What happened?
George Watson.
I have no idea who that is. Who's that?
He runs our video stream.
What? George? This is George Watson. This beat. He's.
Yeah.
No. Wait a second.
George.
George has been here for how long?
I didn't know his last name. I just know George. You know he stood up. He stood up when he did that. George. George is big enough
well,
where you can't
George
say anything.
Watson,
George could like
on.
Bend you in a pretzel, so you're going to have yeah. to just kind of go, it's
gotta,
okay, George.
Eat it.
We'll
eat
fix it.
It.
Yeah. yeah, George. Thank you for your honesty, right. George. We appreciate it very much. That's great. And we won't bring Kara Alton now for 2 weeks for punishment, okay? Hey, Joe on the radio. I am so sorry. We really have a radio show here. Despite and by the way, people get, you know, if we're tweeting and we're social media-ing and we're on YouTubing and we're Facebooking, and I'm sick of it all, but you got to do it all. So I'm trying to post as much as I can, and I want to communicate with you on Twitter and every place else. And then if there's a marginal something that doesn't fit what we're talking about, a tweet, you can't just delete that one tweet. You have to mute that person and then unmute that person. You could block that person and then unblock that person. If that indeed happens to you, the team, we apologize for that, but we do that just to get rid of that one individual tweet, okay? Because Twitter, God forbid, this guy Dorsey, you know, the fact that, and Frankie's telling me a lot of my tweets aren't even getting out there. I can't even get verified because, God forbid, I say good things about the President of the United States. God forbid, I'm pro-America on Twitter, for crying out loud. But if you say something and it may not even be that bad. It just doesn't fit the narrative, and it's, like, way out there. We will mute it because Dorsey will not give you the communication skills or the ability to just delete. You should be able to delete one little tweet, someone's tweet, and then come, but not have to delete the whole account. And the only way you could do it, and correct me if I'm wrong, and Matt, am I right, Matt? You got to, like, mute somebody, or you got to, like, mute. So don't get offended. I love you, and we don't mean offense. And if someone has done that, and I don't do that, it's just to keep the narrative of the Twitter feed down of what we're talking about. Nothing personal, okay? Thank you very much. Just wanted to tell you I love you. 636, Joe on the radio, Congressman Peter King on the show, Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice, Mike Gallagher is here. We do have a radio show, and we're going to get into the caravan. There's another caravan. It's a concerted effort. They're bringing the caravan up just to kind of spit in our face again. Why aren't they taking care of things in Honduras? Where is the UN? 877-970-2999. Big Al Gattulo with that spiffy hairdo, by the way. Loving the spiffy hairdo.
I'm and going for the Tom Snyder look. You like it.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, you look great. Hey, you know you look great.
What was his name? Tom Color Snyder? Vision? Didn't he do Color Vision?
Maybe. Who's that?
Tom Snyder.
So. I used to love Tomorrow. No, I don't use topics. I just called
it over.
I was in college,
and I always thought Tom Snyder, rest his soul, was a carryover from, like, Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, he was, like, right into your face. Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey,
and those eyebrows.
And the eyebrows and the cigarette. Oh, smoking a cigarette. I would be in college. I graduated college. I was in a catatonic stupor for a little while after school and wondering what I'm going to do in my life. And I would watch Snyder. 1 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow show.
Yeah. Right? Well, yeah. Johnny Carson used to smoke all the time.
Remember that.
He used to have the cigarettes out on the set.
We'll come back. We'll talk about it. But
a good radio guy, too, Tom Snyder.
He was. Yeah. I did a show. Then he had a show after the Tomorrow Show on ABC Radio, and I did his show. That was a kick for me to do a show like that.
Then obviously went to CBS to follow Letterman, do the late
That's
show.
Letterman
right.
brought him back, which I loved. Hey, so your hair looks good. I'm pouring
just
topics
comb it over, that's
in.
All. It's not ready to get.
I have topic with me. You want the topic with me?
No, I'm fine.
All right, you look good. Look very good.
I got to grow it back so I can do the mohawk.
All right. You can do the mohawk again?
April. Mohawk.
Keep
purple.
This look. This is the look you want.
No.
This is the look you want.
Nope.
You should do the beer show as Tom Snyder. Just have a beer guest for an hour like he would do.
Right.
Just delve, you know, mix questions with personal stories about
like
beer
that.
And stuff.
It's good.
I like that. That craft beer is great. You know? Hey, let me go to Al. He's got the headline news, believe it or not. Live and local, right here on AM 970 The Answer. Good morning.
News, opinion, passion.
fashion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
28 degrees at 6:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Office of the Attorney General of New Jersey investigating the fatal shooting of a gunman by police in Gloucester County. Sicklerville man William Owens had allegedly taken two women hostage yesterday at the Logan Township UPS facility on Birch Creek Road. Officials report that Owens had exited the building with the hostages when several law enforcement officers fired upon the armed suspect. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Attorney General Gerbier Graywall says his office is required to investigate all incidents involving the use of deadly force by police. Governor Murphy going to deliver his first State of the State address today before the legislature in Trenton. He's expected to tout his successes, such as reinstituting funding for Planned Parenthood, strengthening the Garden State's already strict gun laws, and signing one of the strongest equal pay laws in America. However, political pundits expect Murphy to offer a measured assessment of his first year as lawmakers still haven't passed such key campaign pledges as the legislation of recreational marijuana and the mandating of a $15 minimum hourly wage. In sports, as you heard here last night on The Answer, Syracuse with the upset win in overtime over top-ranked Duke 95-91. Tonight, Seton Hall visits Providence. It's a 6:20 pregame, 6:30 tip-off. We'll have it right here on The Answer. The Nets over the Celtics, 109-102. Devils beat the Blackhawks, 8-5. And the Yankees, they're mourning the loss of former pitching coach Mel Stottlemyre. His wife says he passed away Sunday at age 77 after battling a form of blood cancer. Stottlemyre won 5 World Series titles as a pitching coach with the Yankees and the Mets. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's take it to the downtown 4 and 5 trains. It looks like delays with signal problems. PATH trains, we're seeing delays as well with equipment problems. Heading over to the inbound side of the GWB, it's 20, Lincoln 15, Holland 25, 280 East exit 14 in Newark, a collision. 3 eastbound out past the Meadowlands, it's an accident as well. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic heading over to 78. 78 eastbound, getting out toward exit 44 in Berkeley Heights, a collision of Route 1 southbound in South Brunswick, a jackknifed tractor trailer. It's still busy here on the Grand Central Parkway West, right at Northern Boulevard with an accident. And the westbound BQE right at the LIE, a collision as well. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to Nesconset Highway 347 westbound, getting out through Hop Hog. It looks like a two-car collision. 95 southbound in Portchester, construction cleared. Sunny today, high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Don't miss all the excitement of Seton Hall basketball tonight when the Pirates travel to Rhode Island to take on the Providence Friars. Pre-game show 6:20, opening tip 6:30. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with John Fanta for all the action on AM 970, The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are turning them off and turning on Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's no-spin news show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Comcast 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
In the year of the cat.
Tune in to Jay Sekulow Live, special time today at 5:20 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Very nice. Swinging, baby. Jersey Joe on the radio at 644 on AM 970. The Answer. Great to have you with us. Hi. We are on YouTube. We are on Facebook. And we are live and we are streaming. Five Boroughs is in the house. And Big Al's in the house. And we actually have a team here to get the television portion of this radio show out. But we are live and local on AM 970 The Answer and AM970TheAnswer.com. So, and thanks. You know, this I always say, and forgive us, and I apologize. We have the intimate hour, 6 to 7 a.m. East Coast time when we come on live. And you'll stream this later. If you're watching the later stream, it's the middle of the day, we apologize. I always feel this is our quiet little time. We gather around our virtual kitchen table and just fight amongst ourselves and hash it out. So sorry, but you know, it's part of the family. So, and you're part of the family. We love you for being part of it. But getting to the news of the day, because sometimes I look at the news, it's so negative. First of all, Al, the shooting in Gloucester County down there. I mean, in Jersey, as soon as you see, all right, there's what do they call it? Active shooter incident. This is not with these catchphrases that we have. And then I look at the TV. After I heard you do the story before we went off the air yesterday,
right?
It just broke then.
Right.
Well done, Albert. Thank you. And then I'm looking. I go to the television, and I'm looking. And I go, Jersey now? Jersey? We got to worry about this? So what did indeed happen down there?
They don't know a motive. The guy apparently took two people hostage and tried to bring them out. Cops encountered him, shot him, killed him. They're investigating as to the cause, as to why. Disgruntled employee. Maybe he was dating one of the people. I don't know. We'll find out over the next couple of days.
You know, but the police did what they are there to do.
Right.
And no police officer was hurt.
No.
And if you're gonna get a gun and you're gonna try to hurt somebody, you're gonna be taken out.
Yeah.
One would hope.
Look, there's a situation in Garfield. Frank and I were discussing it this morning. Apparently,
Eddie Brigati's hometown.
No. Well, yeah. Okay. You still want to get him on the movie? You know, with a key grip. So apparently, this guy's sleeping in his house. Wife wakes him up. Says somebody's trying to break into the car. So he goes and confronts the guy.
Yeah.
And the guy is licensed to carry a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
He shoots a couple of shots, you know, to kind of scare the guy and apparently hit the guy.
Oh, boy.
And apparently the guy was injured. This guy gets arrested. The guy who owns the car.
Yeah,
he's he has
with
a legal
weapon.
A legal weapon.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy's trying to break into his car.
Yeah,
he takes a shot. I mean, what is going on here?
Why
can't this guy defend himself? Why was this guy in jail for even a second? You have a permit. It's legal.
Because it's New Jersey.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
I know.
There are plenty of people out there with illegal guns. Get them off the streets.
And now you have a big Democratic Party gun grab is what's going on. Don't let them tell you anything otherwise. That's exactly what that is. Hey, and we'll get into it all. But, you know, locally, Mel Stoudemire, one of the classiest Yankees of our time, and he passed away. 77 is too young, man. But he had cancer for a while, right?
Yeah, he going back almost 20 years, actually. He's been battling with a very tough type of bone cancer.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace, Mel Stoudemire. See, I'm old enough to remember Mel Pitchin, man. And that was the guy. So, and he was a nice, nice man. Met him several times. So hearts out to the Yankees. Hearts out to the Stoudemire family as well. And
a big part of the Mets family for a long time,
too.
He was a pitching coach for about 10 years, including the last World Championship that we won in 86.
So President Trump is not looking to declare an emergency at the United States-Mexico border. He always, and I don't know how President Trump does this, he always goes up when he's getting on Marine One, he stops and talks to the press like a half an hour. I admire that so much. And please, stop with the pro-Trump, anti-Trump. Just let's talk about the President of the United States. I admire any 72-year-old that's going to walk out of the way. I'm going to Air Force One. I'm going to do a rally. I'm going to talk to the farmers in New Orleans. And I'm going to rest on the plane and wave to the press on the way, like every other president has done in the history of the presidency of the United States. Donald Trump walks to the press. He does like a half an hour. And he's talking over the helicopter. And his voice holds up. The guy's a Superman. I'm telling you what, Frankie, like him or not, there's no way they're putting this guy down. Physically, the stamina of President Trump is awe-inspiring.
He's got tremendous energy, that's for sure.
He's always been like that, hasn't he?
He definitely has. He's indefatigable.
I'd be whining. Do I have to talk to the press? I would be, where's my makeup?
Right.
Where's my topic? Did I put the topic in my hair?
Exactly.
I'd be going, I want to rest on the plane on the way to New Orleans. I'd be doing that. Give me 10 minutes. That's what I always tell my kids. Give me 6 minutes. 10 minutes, I'll be resting.
Right.
Okay. Let's talk to the farmers now, man. So it was great, but the president said, you know, also to accuse him of dealing with Russia, being a spy with Russia. It's just got to stop. All of the nonsense got to stop. The immigration's got to stop. Jeff Van Drew, congressman, Jeff Van Drew, down in the 2nd District for the great state of New Jersey. This guy is a Democrat. Made more sense than any Democrat we've ever had on the show. This is the guy. Although Robert Wolf, I like when Robert Wolf comes on the show. People disagree, but Robert's an amicable Democrat. Get Jeff Van Drew with the president to sit down, to talk. Get some of these Blue Dog Caucus guys to talk with President Trump. We'll work this out.
I think that's actually going to be the key to ending the shutdown, is the president should negotiate directly with the 24 members or whatever, they're 20 members of the Blue Dog Caucus. And hopefully them, along with the House Republicans, can get a funding bill that includes border security. So yesterday, that's exactly what the White House did. They sent a bunch of moderate House Democrats invitations to meet with the president. So the idea is,
For Big Macs as well?
No. The idea is, one, trying to show activity and trying to look reasonable by showing negotiation meetings. So it's also a way to try and put pressure on Nancy Pelosi. So hopefully they could come up with a deal. I mean, you heard Jeff Van Drew yesterday. He wants border security.
That was a great conversation.
I hope that that's what they're able to do here.
And you know what, Frankie? It's like, we got to do something. If one terrorist gets through, they go, oh, there's only six terrorists that got through. If one gets through, and look at all the terror situations that we've had in recent years. The president is right. It is time for immigration.
Some
kind of immigration reform.
Even beyond terrorism, Joe. Okay, so let's say, I agree with you 1,000%, right? Yeah. So let's put that aside. Let's say it's going to be rare that there are terrorists coming through the southern border without a wall.
Yes, sir.
Then let's look at the drug issue. Data out today shows that last year was the first year that more people died from drug overdoses than car accidents. Okay? We're going in the wrong direction.
Wow.
A lot of drugs coming in through the southern border. Let's put that aside. Let's say you don't care about that. Then let's look at, is it a good idea to continue allow 500,000 people minimum a year to flood our labor market at a time when in 10, 15, 20 years, 40% of jobs are going to be replaced by automation and artificial intelligence. So already the people that are in the country legally and illegally that dominate restaurants, farming, hospitality and tourism, they're all going to be replaced by machines. Is it a wise thing to invite a couple hundred thousand more people each year continue to flood a shrinking labor market? I say no.
Right.
And what does it cost? $5 billion? I mean, you know what we're spending to build walls in other countries? I hope that we're able to end this shutdown, but I definitely hope that we're able to see some movement towards a wall.
Right on. Frankie Five Boroughs Morano right there, 651 with Piscopo in the morning. Debbie Duhame looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie. I see you, girl. I see you.
Hey, I see you guys. Hi, guys. Let's see what's happening right now as we head over to the 4 and 5 trains. It looks like you're running with reduced speeds because of some ongoing signal problems. PATH trains delays with some ongoing equipment problems as well. Let's see what's happening here as you head to 3 eastbound, getting out past the Meadowlands in toward the New Jersey Turnpike. Western Spur, it's an accident in the right lane. And watch for delays as well on 280 East Exit 14 out through Newark with a collision. 46 is closed eastbound as you get into Mount Olive. So leaving Hackettstown into Mount Olive, a crash there. And over on 78 West Exit 44, Berkeley Heights, it's an accident. Route 1 southbound in South Brunswick, a jackknife tractor trailer, a mess this morning all over. And over on the BQE West into the LIE, it's another collision to deal with. And we're still seeing delays on 347 Wisconsin Highway, getting into Hop Hog with a collision still being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Just engaged? Why not consider New York Cruise's mega yacht, the Atlantis, for your wedding? Onboard ceremonies can be accommodated. The Atlantis is a three-deck vessel that's impeccably designed, with two state-of-the-art bars, a private bridal changing suite, immaculate restrooms, a fountain up top, and a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor. Food and service are excellent, and guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Your guests will be wowed. Even better, there's only one wedding at a time. Engagement and return
retirement parties, commitment celebrations, fundraising events, sweet 16s, bar and bat mitzvahs, and corporate cruises are sure to be sensational. Call Francesca today at 212-385-9400 for all the details and to arrange an appointment to view the Atlantis. Add that extra touch of class. For a limited time, mention AM 970 for a free menu upgrade. So call 212-385-9400. That's 212-385-9400 or go online to FranceTouchOfClass.com.
Hello, friend Pat Boone here. Silver is creating lots of excitement. You know why? Because the price of silver is extremely attractive compared to gold. So, I call my friends at Swiss America to get the scoop on whether this silver opportunity is for real. What I discovered blew my mind. For example, today silver faces a huge shortage due to rising demand by solar, electric, military, and computers. It's all covered in a new silver report from Swiss America, which explains why silver prices cannot stay at this level for very long. And get this, this report explains how to use the historic gold-to-silver ratio strategy to grow your holdings, even if precious metal prices stay put. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of the silver report now. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine this morning, mixing with clouds this afternoon, high 38. Partly cloudy tonight, though 26 in Midtown, near 20 in some suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny, becoming breezy, high 42. Thursday, some sun followed by increasing clouds and colder, high 33. A period of snow is likely later Thursday night, perhaps mixing with sleet or rain in some areas before ending early Friday. AM 970, The Answer.
We are due for another trip to Dino and Harry's, and we will be going to Hoboken, New Jersey. Got to check out Dino and Harry's, the number one steakhouse in all the great state of New Jersey. I keep telling you this, I don't generally eat red meat. I'm not a red meat guy, but when I do, I go to someplace like Dino and Harry's, where the cut of the meat is so clean. The meat, I don't know where Dino gets it. I've never really had that conversation with him, but the meat that they get at Dino and Harry's makes it the number one steakhouse, certainly in Jersey, and everybody goes there. And you know, never know who you're going to run into. I remember people know my friends, my family, someone. I went to school with your ex-wife. I mean, I had that conversation. It's great. The decor is great at Dino and Harry's. You really feel you're in a beautiful, beautiful place, and it's in the great town of Hoboken, baby, the hometown of Francis Albert Sinatra. And you can get, like, Frankie gets the chili and sea bass over there. Albert loves all the appetizers, and I get the asparagus. I will get a meal that is healthy when I could get a lean cut butterfly filet mignon from Dino and Harry's, made exactly the way I like it. I have asparagus and a baked potato. If that's not the healthiest meal I'm going to eat, I don't know what it is. And my mother makes my mother happy. You need a good steak, Joseph. And when I need a good steak, I go to Dino and Harry's, baby, right there in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can go to DinoandHarrys.com, check out the menu, make reservations. You never know, again, who you're going to run into. Everybody who's anybody. It's a great hang with the vaulted, beautiful ceilings and the windows, the stained glass, the hand-carved cherry wood bar. Absolutely beautiful. Here's the number for Dino and Harry's, by the way. 201-659-6202. 201-659-6202. It's right there on 14th Street on the corner of 163 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Make reservations today, and you tell them that your pally Joey Piscopo sent you.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
My love, forgive me.
Look at him, look at him. He's in his glory. I don't know about you. Is that?
I didn't mean to have you.
When I say, can we change the music around, what does he do? Robert Goulet.
I told him today's Pitbull's birthday. We can play a little
Pitbull. Oh, we'll play Pitbull later. Cool. Yeah. Pitbull's cool. We'll play Pitbull later. It'd be 9:40.
Got it.
No, we'll play it at some point.
Pitbull's good. I like that. Yeah.
Maybe we'll play it for Peter King. He's into
Congressman King. I'll tell you what, Congressman King is coming up momentarily on the show, doing a great job. See, we'll talk to Congressman King about MS-13 coming across the border. That's another thing. Your point is so well taken, Frankie. If the 90% of heroin is coming across the southern border of the United States, how do you? I'm a parent. I've got kids. I worry so much about my kids.
Quite a bit of fentanyl as well, which is even more lethal.
it coming across the country and the southern border, not just from China. Goodness gracious. And then MS-13, the gangs are coming over. That alone? Excuse me? Let's start another caravan from Honduras. Where's the UN? Go where it emanates from, will you? Oh, we got a lot to talk about this morning. Radio Piscopo with Frank and Alan, Debbie. We are coming right back at you. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
28 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York legislature has given the green light to voting reforms. The state Senate and Assembly approved bills on election changes on the first full day of the 2019 session. The measures include a new early voting policy that would allow people to cast a ballot up to 10 days before an election. Supporters say the move will improve voter turnout. Governor Cuomo says he supports the reforms and is expected to sign the legislation. A man shot over the weekend during a melee at a Jersey City mall is now facing charges. Jaleel Holmes was wounded Friday at the Newport Center Mall when gunfire following a fistfight in the food court. Holmes, who was treated and released from Jersey City Medical Center, has since been arrested on an open warrant. Counts lodged against Holmes included aggravated assault and weapons possession.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.